Well, the Veterans Administration hospital at the center of the scandal over wait times has not fixed the underlying problems. That's according to a report out this month from the Inspector General for the VA, which finds that 215 patients died with appointments still pending at the Phoenix VA Medical Center in 2015, and delayed care directly contributed to at least one of those deaths. In Philadelphia, some veterans see their care falling so short, they're creating projects to help fill in the gaps. Joe Hernandez of Here and Now contributor WHYY reports.
Every Sunday, before many of us have had our first cup of coffee, local veterans are already gathering at CrossFit Inspire in Malvern, Pennsylvania, about 30 miles west of Philadelphia. The reason? A grueling 25-minute workout free of charge for vets and their families.
Step on, step in, step on, step out. All right, guys, whatever.
Retired Marine Marty Kenny started the group The Weekly Fight in 2015 after a Marine he'd served with overseas committed suicide. He's hoping to create a safe space for vets struggling with combat PTSD and provide support from fellow service members.
When I bring these guys together, we get them here, and they get to sweat a little bit, they get a little pain, there's a little suffering, and there's a lot of jabbing back and forth about, you know, putting out max effort and everything else. It brings some of that community and that sense back to what they're missing. And I think that's the beauty of what we do.
The group also dedicates each workout to a vet who committed suicide. James O'Flaherty left the Marine Corps in 2015 after several combat deployments to Afghanistan. He says he's still affected by combat PTSD, but he's able to keep it under control, thanks in part to The Weekly Fight.
There are some little things that I'm working through, but the reason I say little is because I'm not going to let them be big, because what we've got going on is bigger.
Is this part of how you manage it?
Yeah, without a doubt. No question about it. No question about it.
The Weekly Fight is part of a growing trend of groups for vets and created by vets that aim to fill in the gaps where support is lacking from institutions like the Department of Veterans Affairs. Therapist Wyndon Rowe says the VA often relies too heavily on medication when many vets simply want that feeling of usefulness they had in the military.
And the question always is, well, how do we support veterans? Like, how do we do this? How do we help them? Is it we give them money? Well, not necessarily. You give them purpose and task, right? So something to do and something that has meaning.
Rose says struggling vets often isolate themselves. Others, though, start thriving again once they've found a community full of people who've lived through the same ordeal or a mission to dedicate themselves to.
But it doesn't happen with, here's your pill, take it, everything's going to be okay. It's not working. So it's really more about putting lots of tools in the toolbox and finding what you gravitate toward that really does help you feel better.
Another one of those projects is a video series started by Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Joe Diamond of Mullica Hill, New Jersey. When Diamond first returned from a tour in Iraq, he divorced his wife, started drinking, and briefly lived out of his truck until a friend took him in. He started opening up to his friend, and that led Diamond to start a video project he called The Stain of War, in which he interviews other vets with combat PTSD.
Basically just get guys and girls to tell their stories, open up and shed light on what the realities of combat PTSD are.
And, you know, I know that coping with it is tough. Trust me, I've coped with it. And, you know, there's millions of us out there that have coped with it.
That's Brian Fisher of Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, one of Diamond's first interview subjects in the Stain of War series. Fisher, who participated in the 2003 U.S. invasion of Iraq, says talking to the camera helped him open up to friends and family.
It was actually very easy for me, because it was like me and Joe just shooting the breeze and talking about what happened. And, you know, it wasn't like just somebody, no offense, just asking me, you know, questions. It was one Marine that had been there to another Marine.
And Fisher hopes more projects like The Stain of War and The Weekly Fight will make it easier for vets struggling back home and civilians who never left to understand each other.
We've come so far as a country in the past 20, 30 years as far as veterans dealing with PTSD that, you know, in the next 20 years, I can only imagine that it'll be, you know, there won't be that bridge. It'll be all connected.
For Here and Now, I'm Joe Hernandez.